You're now listening to the English News of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. On the morning of August 8, Deputy Prime Minister Zheng Lu Wang, head of the Steering Committee 389, chaired a national online conference to review the activities of the first half of the year and outline the direction and task for the remaining 6 months of 2024 for the National Steering Committee Against Smuggling, Trade Fraud and Counterfeit Goods. In the first half of 2024, the relevant authorities actively implemented professional measures to promptly detect, combat, prevent and address violations related to smuggling, trade fraud, counterfeit goods and illegal cross-border transportation. Their efforts contributed to market stability, protection of business and consumer rights, and maintained security and order, supporting the country's socio-economic development. As a result, 64,185 violations were identified and dealt with, a 2.82% decrease from the same period last year. On the morning of August 7, the Ethnic Committee of Gangtae City conducted a workshop to gather feedback on the draft project to enhance civil servants' inspection and evaluation capabilities in ethnic affairs agencies from 2025 to 2030. The project aims for all ethnic affairs agencies to advance digital transformation and modernize inspection databases by 2030, enhancing complaint resolution and corruption prevention. Delegates at the workshop agreed on the necessity of the project and urged relevant agencies to finalize it for the Prime Minister approval. They suggested effective local inspection methods and emphasized the need for clear roles for Provincial and Cities People Committee in directing ethnic affairs. Delegates called for specific administrative sanctions for violations and distinct inspection protocol for ethnic committee. On the morning of August 8, the Gangtae City Party Committee Hall hosted the opening session of the 7th Congress of the Vietnam Youth Union of Gangtae City, term 2024-2029. The Congress was attended by 240 official delegates representing over 113,000 members and young people. At the first session of the 7th Congress of the Vietnam Youth Union of Gangtae City on August 8, delegates elected the presidium and secretary, approved the Congress regulations, and reviewed the draft political report for the 2019-2024 and the direction for 2024-2029. They also discussed movement activities, elected committee members, and proposed a candidate for president. The project for selecting delegates to attend the 9th National Congress was approved. The consultation were held on key positions, including the Secretariat and the Inspection Committee of the 7th Term Committee. As the rainy season begins, road traffic becomes more challenging, increasing the risk of accident. To ensure safety, the traffic police of the City Public Security Department have deployed teams to enhance the inspection of passenger vehicles, focusing on technical safety. The inspection teams will concentrate on national highways such as 91, 91B, 61C, 80, 1A, and routes including Wang Chung, Nam Song Hau, and Gangtae Bridge. They will focus on passenger vehicles, checking technical requirements like tires, brakes, lights, horns, wipers, and electrical equipment. Currently, nearly 2,000 passenger vehicles operate daily on national highways connecting from Hung Phu Central Bus Station to various provinces and cities. A delegation from the Central Committee of the Vietnam Veterans Association, headed by Senior Lieutenant General Bae Sung Jung, Secretary of the Party Committee and President of the Vietnam Veterans Association, visited Hoa Hảo Medic Gangtae General Hospital for a working session. The delegation from the Central Committee of the Vietnam Veterans Association inspected the facilities and equipment of the hospital's departments and rooms. Hoa Hảo Medic Gangtae General Hospital, a Grade 3 general hospital, currently offers medical examinations, health checkups, and both inpatient and outpatient treatments across all specialties. In nearly 7 years since its establishment, the hospital has effectively treated over 1 million patients. The hospital includes 14 veteran members and 79 members of the Hospital Military Command Board. The Green Summer Campaign for Students is being organized by the Student Union of Universities and Colleges in Gangda City from June until the end of August 2024. During this period, teams will be formed to undertake projects and tasks that address the specific needs of the local community. According to the Steering Committee of the Summer Youth Volunteer Campaign of Gangda City, since early June, the Youth Union and Student Association of Universities and Colleges in the city have established 393 student teams for the 2024 Green Summer Campaign, engaging nearly 20,000 students. These teams have undertaken various practical activities, including road repairs, installing public lighting systems, raising environmental awareness, and providing life skills training for children. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.